Hello, everyone. You're listening to Random Sage with Marianne from Revealing Light. How are you all this week or on the weekend, as it is right now when I'm recording? And a huge shout out to all of you for listening, viewing, whatever you're doing with this podcast, turning up. I'm very grateful for that. Okay, today I want to talk about the new moon in Taurus, a little bit about the full moon in Scorpio, which we saw on April the 23rd, and that coincided round about, depending on where you were in the world, with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. And we saw a lot of I guess, I don't know if there were unexpected events in the Middle East, but certainly an escalation in the Middle East with, it's a long story, isn't it? In the Middle East, it's a long story. Suffice to say that Israel and Iran were attacking one another. Meanwhile, there's been some horrendous news coming out of Gaza. Continued siege, bombing, and of course Israel is preparing to move into Rafah, which is where most of the Palestinians are. I'll talk about that shortly. So when we look around the world at this time, we see a lot of karmic situations unfolding. Whether that is, if we go to the US and we see the ex-president in his home city of New York, he now calls Florida home, but he once called for decades. It's where he made his name and fortune. He's now in a court, a criminal court, and is on trial for election interference. And what we're hearing is some pretty damning evidence, catch and kill schemes, hush money payments, doctoring the books, and all the way to the White House. You know, is she going to be quiet? Is she going to shut up? Is she going to stay silent about this affair that I had with her? While my wife was either pregnant or having just delivered a baby, make sure she stays silent. That those hush money payments occurred also while he was campaigning for the presidency and in the lead up to the general federal election. That was when two women were paid off to stay silent. And that's when the doctoring of the books occurred so as not to alert anybody that this was going on. And we have to wonder, as we've seen the ex-president's lawlessness play out during his presidency and now beyond, he's on multiple criminal indictments right now. And he's very much gaming the legal system to delay those with the hope that he will become president again. Of course, the polls aren't looking so good for him, though, even in his own party. There's a division. And we saw that play out with around 150,000 Republicans in Pennsylvania in a closed primary voting for Nikki Haley, who's been out of the race for some months now. So if he can't even unite his own party in a swing state, what hope does he have? The Republicans know this. They understand this. But this is a person in, this is a party in service to a strong man, a thug. We can become all, I don't know, self-righteous or righteous about that. However, we are forced to see what is currently unfolding with young people in the US, and it will spread across the Western world, make no doubt. If it hasn't already, there'll be young people protesting on university campuses all around the world. At the moment, the focus is on America. They're peacefully protesting. But there's a lot of, I guess, rat bags, as we would say in Australia, trying to infiltrate those protests to drive drama and conflict and fake news. But by and large, those protests are peaceful. However, what hasn't been peaceful is the way that they have been broken up. In Colombia, the police came down very heavy-handedly on the protesters, and I saw a very distressing footage of a professor who was just standing there, was walking around. She had her sunglasses on the top of her head. She was dressed in slacks and a t-shirt. She had my kind of haircut, very, very sane. She was tackled to the ground and face planted, almost on a concrete path, hands behind the back and zip tied by two burly officers, knee on the back. I heard her say, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe. I'm a professor here. I'm a professor." And those police did not stop. They kept there, kept zip tying her hands, didn't heed her "I can't breathe" statements, didn't take any notice of saying, "I'm a professor," didn't take any notice of the fact she was standing there peacefully. And we had this violent response. And this is happening as we see young people dragged off campus, classes shut down. What are they afraid of? What are they afraid of? These young people are protesting at the what is going on in Gaza, which is a genocide. Let me take you back through the timeline. We recoiled in shock and horror when Hamas brutally murdered 1,200 odd Israelis. We recoiled in horror. And then the response occurred from Netanyahu's right-wing government, extremist Zionists in his government as his cabinet ministers, used an AI program called Lavender to bomb and destroy buildings in Gaza, and we just saw all the homes crumble. It was just razed in many places to the ground. Mosques, greenhouses, agricultural fields, plantations, hospitals, community centers wiped out. What was their intention? Their intention was to wipe out the Palestinians in Gaza. The AI program targeted Hamas members, not the actual terrorists. It could have been anyone, really, who has had anything to do with Hamas, you know, like a foot soldier, in other words. And they waited till they would go home at night, would be sitting in their building with their families, children, mothers, aunts, cousins. And then they would bomb the whole building. That was done through an AI program. There is news coming out now of mass graves near one of the major hospitals. And it appears that people have been zip tied and buried alive, including children. We know, because we see it with our own eyes, that journalists were also targeted and murdered. We know that aid workers were targeted and murdered. On the back of that, we have the UN independent report on their aid workers who Israel Netanyahu accused of being part of the October 7th attack. Their independent report said Israel has produced no evidence that any of our aid workers were involved in the October 7th attacks. And we have found, this is an independent report, we have found no evidence to suggest that they were. What we didn't know prior to that, but there was around that there was around 2,000 children, women, children, Palestinians held in Israeli jails, many without trial, many held indefinitely. We didn't really put two and two together about what was happening on the West Bank. Homes were seized, Palestinians were driven from their land, and their homes seized by Jewish settlers in on the West Bank. We didn't see all that. We didn't join those dots, but we started to join them. And the young people, whether they're in the US or anywhere else, I can tell you now that if Hamas was in power, and the situation was reversed against, and the Jews were in the same situation as the Palestinians, those same students all across the world would be protesting for Jewish people. Stop the slaughter of Jewish people. They would be protesting because they're not protesting. They're not involved in your religious war. They're not involved in the settlement of Israel. They're not involved in the driving out of Palestinians. They're not involved in the continual bubbling under the surface war between Muslims and Jews and any other religion you want to put into that mix. The young people don't care about that. They are doing something incredibly selfless in that they are protesting for over the continued mass loss of life. And so when we try and suppress those protests, when we try and shut people down, when we accuse people of being anti-Semitic because they're concerned about the mass loss of life, the starvation in Gaza, the continued murdering of children and innocent civilians, not to mention, where are the hostages? And they'll say that all to Hamas. Hamas didn't murder 34,000 innocent civilians and destroy a complete city. And so, who has the moral high ground here? Certainly, Israel had it on October the 7th. Do they still have it? No, they don't. And so, all the accusations of anti-Semitism in the world will not suffice here. They will fall on deaf ears. Imagine what Netanyahu is doing to solidify in the minds of the younger generation around the Jewish race. The young people are appalled. And if we go back through the timeline, there was a specific point that Netanyahu lost the moral high ground, at which he lost that high ground. Timelines are important. Data is important. Evidence is important. So, what side do we see ourselves on now? When we lose that moral high ground, the truth becomes incredibly uncomfortable. And what we see now is a suppression of the truth. We look at this astrologically. Prior to the North Node and the South Node being in Aries and Libra, they were in Scorpio and Taurus. And that was a forewarner, I guess, about what was to come. Scorpio is the planet of is the sign where we experience endings. Taurus is a sign where we want stability. And then we move into Aries and Libra. Aries is the new start, the new cycle. But Libra, the South Node, is about bringing justice forward and letting go. And so these young people won't be silenced. If you think you can silence them, you may as well go and, I don't know, bark at the moon, because they won't be silenced. I know young people. I have three children, three young people. They are quick acting. They're not concerned with the this and the that and who did this and I am this and you shouldn't do that. They are quick acting and, in a way, transactional. They will protest, and they don't want to hear your arguments. The last time I looked in Western civilization and Western under Western law and democracy, we were allowed to protest peacefully. When did that stop? What sort of a ramification is this going to have? Well, I will say that a lot of young people will not turn up to vote. That's not going to, I don't think, affect the current presidency race, because the opposition candidate is spiraling downward, and he'll be lucky to make it to the election. He's under multiple criminal indictments. There's so much truth and muck and coming out that sometimes you feel like you need to go and have a shower when you hear it all. The nodes, North Node, what we must bring into being in the present, the South Node, what we must let go of, after they move out of Aries and Libra, they move into Pisces and Virgo after January 25th, in January 25, sorry. Pisces and Virgo. Pisces is the collective, it's highly spiritual sign. And Virgo is about, on the opposite side, the South Node, being grounded. Of this earth, the detail, the hard work. And so if we have these spiritual, high humanitarian collective consciousness goals for peace, we're going to have to put the work in. That's when the hard work starts. And so now it's a period of justice. It's a period of making sure that justice is done in order to get to that new cycle. And some of this, what is occurring now, has a deep, deep karmic spiritual theme that's playing out now. I talked about the ex-president of the United States, ironically being on trial for election interference as a result of hush money payments to a Playboy bunny and a porn star, while his wife was either pregnant or had just delivered a baby. And then he lied about it. And then he drew in his, as you find mob bosses do, drew in all the players to help him pull this off and to cover it up and hide the alleged crime. And we saw that pattern repeat, whether it was fake elector schemes, trying to rig votes, or dig up dirt from a foreign country on his rival, false dirt. I have to smile. The hush money payment, the election interference case, was about a catch and kill scheme, and about planting fake news into the National Enquirer. What did we hear? Pardon me, all through the ex-president's presidency, if it wasn't your fake news, your fake news. A great deal of undermining of stability has occurred in the last 5, 10 years, particularly in the last 5 years. And that brings me to a chart I want to look at. I want to look at the new moon in Taurus on May the 7th. I think it's appropriate to look at that chart. I've set it over New York because, ironically, that's where the president is on trial. And this new moon in Taurus occurs on May 7th, as I said, in the sign of, sorry, let's just get back here for a minute. In the sign of Taurus. Let me go back. Just bear with me for a minute. I'll try and get this. It occurs at 18 degrees. 18 degrees in Taurus. Sorry, I just want to get it to 18 degrees. 15, 16, 17, and 18. Oops, went too far. Okay, 18 degrees in Taurus. And we have here in this chart, we have all these planets in Taurus, most notably Venus. Venus is sitting alongside the new moon in Taurus. Venus is about love. It is about relationships. I believe Venus is about destiny. And we've got this wide orb to still to Uranus and Jupiter in Taurus. So this unpredictability, this events that shock us, but also expand us at the same time. That's Jupiter's role. Jupiter is a seeker of knowledge, is a seeker of motivation, dreams, ambition, and it bestows the gifts for those that want to push those boundaries. Uranus, again, lightning, quick change. And so we're seeing these protests, which is where I started, erupting across campuses in the US and of course other places as well. These have followed mass street protests across the world because we see with our own eyes what is unfolding. We have all these powerful conjunctions in so far in 2024 in Pisces and Aries and now Taurus. Pisces, the 12th house, the collective. You can see the spiritual theme moving through. Aries, the new start, the manifestation of the new cycle, of the new era. And then we have these conjunctions, this new moon playing out in Taurus, the sign most associated with stability, security, in all its forms. And I think what this chart is telling me is that in order to get to the security and stability and new era that we so crave, we're going to have to come to terms with the truth of many karmic, many situations. All situations are karmic in one way or another as we move forward in our quest for spiritual evolution. The South Node in Libra. We have to let go. We have to let go of many of our beliefs, values that have become worn out, tawdry, don't serve us anymore. And that's a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing to do. But we only need, with that heavy Piscean influence, which will continue into 2025 when the North and South nodes move into Pisces and Virgo. We will be forced to ground and put concrete steps toward achieving our evolution, our ascension as human beings. And this ascension has been made possible by an uncomfortable truth, many uncomfortable truths. Let's hope that we see a ceasefire in the Middle East. Let's hope those hostages come home, those that are left after the bombing and the razzing. I'm old enough to remember traditional hostage negotiations puts the safety and well-being of the hostages first. And then there's no negotiation. There was not that now, not that in this situation. Only death and destruction on a mass scale, and it is still occurring. And so that to those students, I say thank you. Thank you for protesting. For those who are, regardless of what political party you are, you fall on, for those that are trying to silence peaceful protests, shame on you. Shame on you. And for anyone that does not advocate for the protection of life, any life, Muslim or Jewish, and instead tries to recriminate and justify, shame on you. You're listening to Random Sage with Marianne from Revealing Light. I'll be back again, as usual, in a couple of weeks with another podcast. Thank you for tuning in.